right, I'm gonna need you to talk to Simon about sending us food. I think at this point our fridge is 95% leftovers. Fine, your fridge, even though it's gonna be our fridge in like a few weeks. Yes, you need to be the one to talk to him, because he's not gonna listen to me. The man has insisted on cooking me meals since I was 10 years old, and he didn't stop even after I went to college, and I lived in the same state. I could have come home every night for dinner, and he still sent me home with trays of shit. Yeah, well, he has long since tuned me out whenever I tell him not to send more food, but he still has a soft spot for you, so he might listen if you beg him enough. Listen, all I'm saying, you know, a little quivering of the lip, a little guilt tripping for the old man, you know, goes a long way. It's okay, you're family, you're allowed. Of course, you're family. I'm pretty sure Simon, Claire, and Knight have all pulled you off to the side and explicitly welcomed you into the pack. I don't know how many more people you need for the approval, because those are the three heavy hitters. Yeah. Your pack. That makes you family. Not that either of those really matters when the most important fact is you are mine. All right. I am getting myself an iced tea. You want something? Answer quick while I have the fridge open. Gotcha. Okay, so I realize that we are in no position to be going out to eat anywhere, but I saw some good movies coming out. I think maybe next weekend you would wanna why are you going with Claire? What are you going to see? Can I come? Why the fuck not? Well, quality time with the alpha. I'm the beta. Don't I also count? Uh-huh. So you and Claire are just gonna go see a movie together. Just to hang out. Without me. You know, I want to be a little shit about it, but gotta be honest, it's impressive you guys are just able to spend time together. Look, anyone who can get Claire away from her desk for more than 30 minutes at a time, that's nothing short of a miracle worker, in my opinion. So, I'm not gonna question it. Actually, it, makes me really happy that you guys are able to do that. What? I'm just smiling. Am I not allowed to smile? No, it's nothing. It's just feels like I got some confirmation on something. No, it's all good. I just, you know, I'm not really thirsty anymore. Here you go. Beautiful, could we talk about something? No, nothing bad. I promise. Can we just, go sit on the couch? No, I'm good. I'm really good. Here we go. So I've talked to you about, you know, pack dynamics and stuff like that. Like, you know, the whole roles and responsibilities shit. Yeah, the titles used to be really important to the early generations of packs. It's what gave them structure. It's what kind of kept us all together when we were being hunted on a mass scale before we, you know, integrated with human society. By now, everyone's kind of let go of most of those, you know, rigid beliefs, except for the Alpha and the Beta, and even then, those titles are more symbolic, depending on the pack. But there is one title that is really heavily coveted. People have their own interpretations of it, and some don't care about it at all. Some, it's their entire life's purpose. It's not really a shifter-wide thing. But, you know, it's important to people. It's important to me, at the very least. I'm pretty sure you know, too. I'll admit I've been kind of procrastinating on having the conversation. It's kind of how I operate, if you couldn't tell. And it's not because I had any doubts about you or us. I guess I did in the beginning, but that was the beginning, not any time recently. Yeah, I know this is kind of coming out of nowhere, but the night of the fire, Claire called you my mate. And Knight so gently pointed it out as well, and I wanted to talk to you about that. Yeah, Knight and Genevieve are officially mates. They publicly came out as a mated pair a few years ago, even though basically everyone in the pack kind of just automatically assumed that's what they were going to be once they started dating. It just made sense for them. Yeah. Usually when a pair in a shifter pack, usually a wolf shifter pack, when they decide that they are mates, they'll talk about it, and then they will publicly announce their coupling to the rest of the pack. Yeah, and some people insist on asking for blessings on, you know, important people in the pack, like the Alpha, or the parents. Again, it all depends on the person and the pack that they're associated with. I mean, for us, we're still figuring out how to be a pack in general, let alone with individual units. Yeah, it kind of came unprompted, but Claire has given me her blessing. She kind of gave it a while ago. No, you didn't have to do anything. I mean, you're not a shifter, so technically you're an honorary member of the pack, but there was no expectation for you in this conversation other than, you know, having it with me. Fuck you. I'm trying to have it. I'm nervous. Everyone in the pack kind of just assumes I don't care about the whole mate situation, especially given how I don't like things being dictated for me, and the idea of having the pack have to approve of who I love, it's just a whole mess. But God, I'm really not good at these conversations. Yeah? Well, then you're the only one. The point I'm trying to make is, I don't even know if I have a point to make. I just don't want to not have this conversation because I feel like I've already made my, I've made my choice. Yeah. Mates are, surprisingly, a pretty big deal to me. My mom got married and had me before she found her mate. And even though I was too little to understand, I knew how much that meant to her. And how happy she was when she finally found Simon. My mom found her mate when she was already too far gone in life. And she didn't get the time that she deserved with him. And I remember promising her that no matter what I was going to do, I was going to find mine, and I wasn't going to waste any time making sure that the whole world knew that I found them. Yeah, I guess 13-year-old me really believed that it was going to be one of those, you know, touch hands and the whole world bursts into color, or I would just know as soon as I saw them. And obviously, that's not exactly what happened, because I dragged my ass for months just to realize that I was in love with you. And then it took me even longer to tell you. So, really rushing on that one. Yeah. Thank you. Even if I didn't really understand the promise that I was making at the time, I still want to keep it. Can I take your hand? You are someone who has turned my entire life upside down in the best way possible. You make me feel more like me than I ever have, which is weird because it feels like I don't remember a time where you weren't a part of my life. It feels like even before I knew you, part of me just knew. Even if I did everything in my power to ignore it when we first met. Wait, but before you say anything, I need you to understand that mate isn't just a fancy word for partner or significant other. It's to a shifter, when you choose a mate, you're choosing your person. Someone that you commit to and that you want to spend the rest of your life with. And I know we haven't been properly dating for that long, but there hasn't been a single doubt in my mind since the first time I kissed you. I've never questioned it. I want you to be my mate. And I would give anything in the world for just the chance that you would choose me as yours. And that doesn't have to be now. I'm willing to wait as long as it takes for you to make that decision on your own, if you ever make the decision at all. It holds no power over either of us unless we both agree, and that's only if that's what we want. That word doesn't leave this room unless it's mutual. No, you don't need to ask Simon's permission. It's not exactly marriage, but I mean, it's the closest thing that a shifter can get before that. And to be honest, some shifters consider it even more important. So I understand if that's something that you would rather wait until. Yes, I'm shutting up now and listening. You mean that? Don't fuck with me. You can't take that shit back. Yes. Yes, it would make me so fucking happy to be your mate. That's really all it is. That's that, then. We're mates. You're my mate. What are you waiting for? A written invitation? Get over here. I love you. I love you so fucking much. Do you know that? Good, because after this, I'm gonna make sure everyone fucking knows that you are my one and only. My mate. And that makes you everything. The second half of my soul. The piece of my heart that I couldn't imagine belonging to anyone else. That means that at the next pack meeting, I get to walk in with you on my arm and tell every single one of them that you are mine. All fucking mine. Yeah, seems about right for us that we decided to be mates before we even moved in together, but then again, when have we ever done anything in the correct order? I mean, I'm not complaining. In fact, I would like to do the exact opposite.